right, time now for the interview with 5 Points Vids in just a moment. But just a disclaimer to our listeners, some of the audio in the beginning was cut from the interview. But in the beginning, I questioned 5 Points on exactly when his YouTube channel started and how it began. And I'll quickly try to translate this for you. 5 Points originally started his channel based off of Madden 13 gameplay through a capture card. And that was his origin of starting his channel, which then has evolved into almost 400,000 subscribers since April 3rd, 2013 in his debut on the YouTube channel. So without further ado, here's my interview with Adam Jackson, better known as 5 Points Vids on YouTube. Joining us on the program today, Adam Jackson, who goes by 5 Points Vids on YouTube. 5 Points, welcome aboard to the program today. Great to have you. I want to get going off the bat with the origins of 5 Points Vids on when it began for you.
I had the name 5 Points, so I started doing top five countdowns. And there was one in particular I started talking about. It was actually an NHL video where I was like, these were five captains of teams that are no longer captains in the NHL. And that one like got 50,000 views or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm on to something here. And that really helped propel the channel to, because I had figured out the formula that could actually work.
In addition to your channel growing from being Madden at the start, you've incorporated a lot of your own sports commentary, incorporating real-world football segments, baseball segments as well. Talk a little about how that started for you.
So, yeah, once I found that winning formula of either top five countdowns or commentary on certain subjects, I was like, oh, okay, I can translate this to every other sport. Like, I think probably one of the biggest videos I did early on was I critiqued all the logos in the NHL. And then I was like, okay, let me do that for the NFL. Let me do that for the MLB. And then that formula started because I love all sports. Like, I love competition. If two people are arm wrestling, like I want to watch them arm wrestle and see who the winner is. If they're playing tiddlywinks, I want to see, you know, I like picking somebody that I think is going to win and then see it all the way through. So being able to translate what I did to every other sport possible was pretty natural because I just love all competition.
I'm joined by 5 Points Vids YouTube sensation here on KBPS Portland. 5 Points, with your competition level being high, was there a sport growing up that you were competitive in?
Well, I played baseball through high school. That was easily the sport I was best at because it didn't require a lot of running, and it's a highly specialized skill. Like, I played soccer, but I just didn't like the run. You know, I had asthma as a kid, and baseball, I would say I was slightly above average. You know, I was good enough to make my high school team when we had a lot of kids. You know, we had a high school about 1,700 attendees, so it was a big high school, and so the baseball team only kept about 16, 17 players. So if you were able to just get into that small group, and I'm not trying to say I was any good, but that was the sport I was best at. Never played football, never, you know, basketball was made to torture me. I'm not that athletic, but baseball is the one sport I'm serviceable at.
Talk about how you first met Urinating Tree on YouTube, because you two are like brothers whenever you guys come on to your podcast together.
I was actually thinking about that today. So when I started blowing up on YouTube, it started recommending me similar channels. And then one day I saw this video that said the Cleveland Browns, Lol Cow, I forget what's the title of that video, something, a legacy of failure, the Cleveland Browns. Or I remember he called him the Lol Cow. And I was just like, this guy is hilarious. I like what this guy's doing. So I just commented on his video. I was like, hey, man, you really should stick to doing this. Everything is there. You know, your video structure, it's all there. And he was like, cool. And then he subscribed back to me. And then we found each other on Twitter. And then in 2018, I just happened to be in Pittsburgh. And this was before we really even knew each other. And I was like, hey, dude, I'm in town. Do you want to meet up? He's like, I'll be working that night, you know. And I was like, fine, I'll just come by your restaurant. And then we met up, and we've been friends ever since. That was 7 years ago. And we started a show together called The Dumpster Fire. And now we do Clickbait Sports. Like, it's been a long friendship, and I really appreciate your, you know, being able to go through this journey with somebody else like Tree, who's an awesome content creator and someone I look forward to seeing. You know, we've done this event. We usually hang out once a year, and we've done this since 2021. And he's willing to put himself out on the line and embarrass himself for baseball and for sport. And it's always good content for sure.
Another thought, though, do you often look back and reflect on all of the work that you've done up to this point and figure out what are some of your best highlights and moments of being a content creator on YouTube?
For sure. These type of moments where we get to go out and play the Portland Pickles in a baseball game, like, these are things I would never dream of doing had I just been, you know, some corporate D-bag, you know, that just, you know, worked 9 to 5 and worked for someone else. It's hard a lot of times to take in a moment and reflect on what I've done in terms of, you know, playing the Burlington Sock Puppets, being out there with the glow-in-the-dark Chili Pepper, you know, the Cosmic Baseball. We went to spring training as guests of MLB. We've done so much cool crap together. You know, SeatGeek flew us out to Dallas, and we got to meet other content creators. So, yeah, it's really fun to look back and reflect on what I've done and also think about, you know, what do I want to do next in terms of content.
What would be next for you in terms of content? Have you thought about that?
So what's been really working for me on Instagram and TikTok and also YouTube is, you know, I go into Google Earth, I examine all these stadiums, I look at them from afar, from the 1,000-yard view. The real next big step is IRL content. Like, I want to go to all these weird fields. Because my mom, she was like, you know, she's a little Asian lady, and she was like, why you talk about these fields and you not go to them? And I was like, you know what, you're right. Like, it's a lot better to actually see them in person and take them in and talk about them then instead of looking at them from Google, or which is also fun. Don't get me wrong. I can do it from my desk. It's amazing. But that is really a big next step. You know, of course, I'm always going to do top 5 or list type videos, critiques of stadiums, stories of stadiums. But for sure, going to visit them IRL is really the next big thing.
I'm joined by 5 Points Vince here on KBPS. In relation to Google Earth, you can also do Google Maps and go back in time as far back as 2007 to see a time lapse of what life was back then to today as well.
Yeah, it's even amazing. Like, if they have any archival data, it can go back as far as the 60s sometimes.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I just love Google Maps. Like, and I'm so thrilled that there's people out there in the world that love it as much as I do, that love stadium architecture, that love stories of stadiums. I like really personifying a stadium and giving it sort of a human element and telling the story of it as it has had a life and a death, like making it very human, because stadiums are living and breathing beings, if you ask me. But like, Google Earth is also just amazing, the amount of information and the anomalies and things that you can find in there. I really honestly believe that I can do that forever. Like, I still haven't even scratched the surface of everything that's interesting there, and I post something new every day about what I found in Google Earth, and it's interesting all the time.
With the planning process of being a content creator yourself, does it really come on the fly for you to post, or is it planned?
Ooh, that one is interesting. So with the main channel, with 5 Points Vids, that is a very sort of funneled process where I see something, I get the idea, I start to narrow it down, and then I put it into a queue of videos that I want to make, and then I pick from those 15 or 20 or so subjects. Like, I've got a spreadsheet of maybe 200 videos that I want to make. So the ideas never run out there. On the Instagram and TikTok side, where I'm talking about things in Google Earth, those come to me. A lot of people send me messages. I'll be scanning the internet. When I start recording there, a lot of times I don't have a game plan. Like, I just start talking and reacting, and then a lot of the magic is done in the editing of taking out any pauses or any awkward things like that. But yeah, that's what's really fun. I think that resonates with people, is I'm just spitballing, but then I kind of polish it up at the end.
When it comes to your podcast, of what you mentioned earlier with Clickbait Sports, which has been going on for 100 episodes plus now in over 4 years now. Talk about how that happened along with other fellow YouTube personalities that have joined you for the ride.
Yeah, making friends along the way has been really thrilling. I've been able to work with so many, not only baseball content creators, but football content creators like Flemlo Raps, TKO, just one day, Brandon Perna, who's a good friend of ours, I was like, yo, I want to do a mega show. Like, I have this idea. I think that we should do a mega show. How about me, you, Tom Grassi, and Tree do a show? And then we did one episode, and Scooter Magruder was like, I want to be a part of that. And we were like, why wouldn't we let Scooter be a part of this? And so that's how Clickbait Sports came together. And the important thing that I wanted is that we broadcasted it on all of our channels individually. That was the important aspect of it. And then Brandon and I were talking. I was like, what do we do with the super chats? I was like, you know what? We make it a competition, and whoever gets the most gets punished. And that's how the legend of the punishment came. It's sort of like a mix of, like, I've been watching Impractical Jokers, and I just love the aspect of someone getting punished at the end of the show. And so it makes it pretty rewarding. And by the way, Tree owes like 6 different punishments. Him and Grassi are way overdue. Like, I usually come through on my punishments. I just want to put that on record.
What about Scooter Magruder? Does he come on his punishments pretty well?
I'm actually impressed with the guys. Out of all the people that do, when they cash in their punishments, Scooter goes all out, Tree goes all out, Tom goes all out, especially when it's like making a video or something like that. Brandon usually does a good job if he's forced to sing. I would say everybody does generally a good job to give the listeners and the viewers their money's worth, because it is really fun when somebody comes up with something clever, like making Tree go out on the Yinzer Mobile, or gosh, what's the most, you know, for me personally, the best one was having to paint the boat picture from the New York Giants that caused their losing streak. Like, I painted that on air, and then Brandon, it blew his mind that I could actually paint. That was really fun.
And you are a Giants fan, if I'm correct.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes, I'm a Seahawks fan. Russell Wilson's now with the Giants, I do believe. Talk about his acquisition, among other transactions for your team.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that he's on his 4th team already. You would think, you know, in his prime with the Seahawks, that he would never be anything but a Seahawk. And now he's been passed around a lot. And, he was brilliant. And with the Seahawks, I mean, he should have won 2 Super Bowls. He did win one, don't get me wrong, which is a great accomplishment. But now him being a Giant, we're just kind of looking at, it seems very Kurt Warner, Eli Manning-esque, where they just kind of brought him in to sort of be a stand-in to initially play the games, and Jackson Dart is waiting in the wings. I have no idea why Tommy DeVito is still on the roster, but we got Jameis Winston there just for quotes. But I think initially out of the gate, Russell Wilson will start. It's probably not going to go well. You kind of saw what he did in Pittsburgh. You know, he was sat last year for Justin Fields coming out of training camp. I mean, I know he was a little banged up, but I think he will start. It's just this Giant team isn't very good, so there'll probably be public sentiment to bring in Dart, you know, probably around week 9. That's what I think.
Now, going into a different topic, you're representing the YouTube Melonheads, among other YouTube collaborators. This is going to be a charity event, exhibition match against the All-Star Portland Pickles team. What's the over or under that you're going to get yourself a hit?
Ooh, I feel really good coming into this one. Last time I put all 3 balls into play, I missed a hit by like that much. I've been in shape. I had a really good men's league season. I'm very confident. I think I'll put it in play. I don't know about a hit. You know, we'll see how I feel. But out of all the Bros versus Pros events that we've done over the past, you know, since 2021, I've never felt better.
And this is your second time here in the Rose City in Northwest. Talk about the lifestyle that it is here a little bit. Since you've been here before, I think in 2023, right?
Yeah, I've visited Portland. So I used to have a business client out here. I worked for a company, and I first came out here for the first time ever in 2005, and it happened to snow that day, and the business associates were like, wow, you know, you come out here and it snows, and they're like, everything shuts down, like, we're in a complete panic. There was like 2 inches of snow on the ground, and everyone was laughing. They're like, yeah, you brought snow. But I love it out here. One time, I think I stayed in the Jupiter, which is a brilliant hotel. I used to have somebody took me out downtown one night. We ended up into some trouble for sure in Portland. It was it's interesting. I love the vibe of the town, and Walker Stadium is just amazing. And the Pickles treat us like royalty. They're such a great team. So I love the vibe here. I love the people. The people have been so nice every time we've come to play, and I'm really excited to do this game again.
Yeah, it's a great occasion for you guys and the rest of your fellow celebrities and YouTube personalities, rather, to, you know, get involved and play for a good cause, for the Alzheimer's Association, mm-hmm. without a doubt. Now, the uniform that I'm wearing, it's not the same version as it was 2 years ago. You made some adjustments to it. Who came up with the design of the updated Melonheads jersey?
So what's interesting is the old logo, it's the name, the Humongous Melonheads, is from Backyard Baseball, which is a video game that was defunct at the time that we restarted the Melonheads. So I was thinking, you know, they're not using this logo. No one's going to come after me. And we took the logo sort of directly from it, and then we altered it. And then just last year they announced, hey, we're bringing back Backyard Baseball. And I was like, oh, okay, we've got to alter the logo. I don't want to get in any trouble. You know, I really, as an homage to them and a tribute. And so I was like, all right, we need a new logo. And this is, I'm going to out myself here. I just typed into ChatGPT. I was like, make me a Melonheads logo. And they came up with that. And then I was like, Nick, who's here right now filming, I was like, what can you do with this? He's a graphic designer. And I said, what can you do with this to clean it up? And he just, he vectorized it. He put the watermelon behind it. He made it look, you know, so ChatGPT, I'm not going to hate on AI. Like, they got us in the right direction. It didn't look all that great to start, but he cleaned it up. And now we have this beautiful logo that's on all the gear.
All right, before we wrap it up, in pun, wrap it up. we have a tally sheet in the other studio that I brought you into earlier, and we have a debate, burritos or tacos. As of this recording, tacos has 6, burritos had 5. We had U-Tree on the program recently, and he picked burritos. What's your take?
Ooh, gosh, there's a lot of dependent on who's making the tacos and who's making the burritos here. But if you had to give me a choice, if I am starving and I can pick out whoever the burrito manufacturer is, I'm going to go burrito. I'm team burrito on that, especially if it's like a steak burrito that's just got all the toppings, and it's a West Coast burrito too. Like, you know, I live on the East Coast, so our Mexican food is not as good as out here, 100%. But I'm going to, don't get me wrong, tacos are amazing. But for a hearty meal, if I'm hungry, I'm going burritos all day.
YouTube personality, 5 Points Vids, thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thanks for having me, and go Melonheads.
Go Melonheads, indeed. This has been KBPS Portland, online at kbps.am, joined by 5 Points Vids. Thanks for that. Adam Jackson was on the interview during the weekend before the Pickles All-Star game against the YouTube Melonheads. Here's a post-game interview I had yesterday with 5 Points Vids. I'm joined by 5 Points Vids on the post-game here for the Pickles. 5 Points, you got yourself a hit. How a long time coming for you.
Yeah, this is probably the 5th game I've done in this, and I finally got my first hit, and it felt amazing. I've been waiting for that to happen, and I'm going to keep doing these, but I did not feel the steps on the way to first. It was really special for me.
Even though your team didn't get a hit, it was a runaway defeat for your Melonheads. You still had a great time. Honorable for the Alzheimer's Association. Big time contribution for you guys. Great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm glad that we can do this for charity. I'm so grateful for all the people that came out. You know, we come out here on our own dime. The travel costs, everything. The people that want to be here, they really want to be here. And I really respect guys that put it out on the line. Even Scarlett, who hadn't played much baseball, she showed out. And so I'm really thrilled. And she got engaged. And that was a special moment for the Melonheads.
A sweet moment to be sure. Safe travels, 5 points.
Thank you. I love it.
Yes, indeed. Scarlett was engaged during the beginning of the festivities during Mascot Olympics night at Walker Stadium. And again, congratulations to Scarlett and congratulations to all of the YouTuber personalities performing out on the diamond yesterday evening for the Alzheimer's Association. It's unknown how much was into the donation for the event, but I would imagine it was a big one for a great turnout of at least 2,000 fans that came into the walk yesterday night. We got interviews booked up coming up this week. Tomorrow, we got Portland Pickles director and producer Malachi Roberts on the program, followed by Wednesday, Austin White will be on the program in studio, and Gus Jeffers also coming in studio on Thursday. We have a huge amount of interviews lined up for you this week on KBPS Summer Sound. Thanks for listening, and also for people who do not know U-Tree and 5 Points Vids, they are across all of social media. They are on Instagram, X, or Twitter, TikTok. I'm pretty sure Tree has a TikTok account himself. Unclear on that. But they are across all social media, including YouTube, the big one for both YouTube personalities. They both have a combined 1 million, a little over 1 million subscribers between the two of them. This concludes today's show. Thanks for tuning in to listen in to U-Tree and 5 Points Vids share their thoughts of wealth of experience on YouTube and having their participation in the charity event last night at Walker Stadium as representing the YouTube Melonheads going up against the Portland Pickles All-Stars. It was a terrific event. This concludes today's show. Thanks for listening. This is Sean Phillipson signing out here on AM 1450 KBPS Portland and online at kbps.am.